You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. If you're thinking about all the annoying chores and errands you have to get done this weekend and dreading them, this next story may be for you. It's about the latest trend in domestic help. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
A few years ago, my brother, a corporate lawyer, remarked that he wished he had a butler, someone to go through his mail, book his travel, do his shopping. Our mother wondered aloud whether what he really needed was a wife. But he was adamant. What I want, he said, is a butler. Only recently did I come to realize that maybe he's not so crazy after all. Across the U.S., more and more people are turning not to butlers in the traditional sense, but to personal assistants who are more affordable and can be hired by the hour.
Hello.
Ms. McCabe, it's Travis.
I'm Tim.
Thanks.
Travis Braha is a roving personal assistant for the company Derby Service in Washington, D.C. Kathy McCabe is one of his clients. She runs a business out of her home publishing a travel newsletter. So some of the tasks she has Braha do are business-related, making copies and mailing packages. Others are personal errands.
It saves the wear and tear just on me. Poor Travis is the one who has to run around.
Kathy McKay began using the service last winter. Her business was humming, and she was trying to throw a holiday party, which required shopping. Lots of it.
Costco and the liquor store, and you can imagine, like, 2 weeks before Christmas, how insane that is. And that is worth every penny to pay somebody to endure that instead of going out and doing it yourself. So I was able to honestly enjoy the holiday season.
Derby Service charges between $37 and $49 per hour, depending on how many hours you sign up for every week. It sounded like a lot of money to me, so I asked Braha who else he works for.
You know, it's not the uber rich. It's not even, like, the very rich. A lot of these people are single and have just, you know, decent jobs and have a little bit of disposable income that they can allocate to this kind of service.
And Braha says they quickly become addicts, turning over everything from shopping for groceries to waiting for the repairman to organizing photos.
A lot of them start out as 2 hours a week because, you know, they're sort of like, oh, you know, I can handle my life. Like, I don't really need this. And then, you know, after in 2 hours, I can accomplish what takes them all day on Saturday and Sunday. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm hooked. And then, you know, they'll up their hours to 4 hours a week or 6 hours a week and sometimes even 10.
I wanted to see Braha in action, so for the next hour, I followed him to the post office to check Kathy McCabe's P.O. box, to the dry cleaners,
two skirts, a dress, and a pair of pants,
and a Kinko's to make some copies. He's efficient, but it also helps that it's the middle of a weekday.
I mean, this place is completely empty. I mean, imagine someone trying to do this on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Back in the car, Braha tells me that for all the time and frustration he saves others, he doesn't get frustrated himself, even when he's sitting on hold, say, for a computer technician. It is, after all, his job.
Like, I don't know, there's some sort of, like, weird emotional detachment where I'm just like, this isn't my computer that's broken, so I don't mind waiting on hold for it, because it's gonna get fixed. You just have to be very patient.
Giving busy people the option of outsourcing patients along with their errands seems to be a winning formula. Derby Service is just over a year old, with 4 full-time and 2 part-time employees. Its president says they'll likely triple in size in the coming year. Similar companies in Cincinnati, San Diego, and North Carolina are also thriving. As for Braha...
Hi, Ms. McCabe, I'm back.
Okay.
He's finished Kathy McCabe's errands for the week, so she can look forward to the weekend. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.